Health workers in Zimbabwe are helping people with mental health problems through a new program. Experts say the treatment could serve as a model for other countries in Africa. Doctors estimate that about one quarter of Zimbabweans suffer from depression or anxiety. But there are only 12 psychiatrists in the country of 14 million people. Psychiatrists are doctors who treat mental or emotional problems. The University of Zimbabwe, the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, and King's College London worked together to create a new kind of treatment. Dr. Victoria Sims works at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine.
We can't possibly go the route of training psychiatrists and psychologists because it would take 15 years. How are we going to provide treatment?
So, doctors created a simple but effective program. They placed wooden seats, which they call friendship benches, outside several health clinics in the city of Harare. Dr. Sims says people were given the chance to meet on the benches for 6 sessions with health workers. They call these workers grandmother health providers.
So the patient explains what all their problems are, and it's opening up the mind in the sense of allowing the patient to see that they can do something about their problems.
The friendship bench study involved more than 550 patients. After 6 months, only 14% of the patients in the friendship bench group said they were still depressed. That compares to 50% of those who did not receive treatment. Those who received the treatment were also 5 times less likely to have suicidal thoughts. Dr. Dixon Chibanda is with the University of Zimbabwe. He is one of the founders of the Friendship Bench program. He told VOA that the program has many benefits.
Not only a mental health sort of package, but a package that actually improved outcomes of things like hypertension, diabetes, and adherence to medication for people living with HIV.
Friendship benches are now placed in 60 clinics in Harare and 2 other cities. The Canadian government is helping to pay for the program's expansion through its Grand Challenges Canada aid program. Researchers say the program could be a model for mental health efforts in poor areas as well as in wealthier countries. I'm John Russell.